Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, undoubtedly now, it has been a dramatic week in the race for the Oras. The two remaining candidates went head-to-head on RTE's Drive Time yesterday evening in the first debate since Jim Gavin's shock withdrawal from the election. There's 2 weeks to go until polling day, so a fairly long campaign trail ahead for the two contenders remaining. Well, Barry Lenehan is here in studio. Hello, Barry.
Hello again, Claire.
The train rolls on, doesn't it? Where do things stand following on now from last night's debate in your mind? There were a number of fairly heated clashes between Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys.
That's it. It was the first one-on-one debate on Radio 1 Drive Time last night. And even to wind back to last Friday, I told you we were at a major fork in the road in the campaign that the next 48 hours would be crucial. I don't think we could have foreseen what exactly happened, but we are entering another critical stage. And last night, really, the reset of this campaign reshaped as a one versus one contest between Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys. The concern for Heather Humphreys heading into that debate last night was, could she improve on her media performances heretofore? Remember, she was quiet in the initial debate,
yes,
but she was much more combative, and that will really, talking to Fine Gael members this morning, will help her get the grassroots moving behind her campaign. She accused Catherine Connolly, she took her to task in relation to comments in Germany, that what would happen, would she cause issues if she was meeting others, heads of state. She likened her Germany comment to Neville Chamberlain. So Heather Humphreys really on the attack, but Catherine Connolly still batting away questions at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And was Catherine Connolly's strategy like that of Heather Humphreys, where Heather seemed to be coming out more in the attack? How did you rate Catherine Connolly from that point of view?
Catherine Connolly still answering questions, her camp still relatively happy that issues that have been brought up in this campaign, that she's been able to essentially swat them aside. Now, Catherine Connolly, she did clarify comments that she'd made previously. She said she would absolutely not hire someone who would come out of prison having committed rape, been found guilty of rape and on a sexual offenders register. Catherine Connolly still managing to deal with these controversies and these headlines that have propped up in her campaign.
And a narrative emerging from Catherine Connolly's campaign that Fine Gael are out to get them, that they're out to smear Catherine Connolly as a candidate. Give us the background to that one.
Yes, that's right. Yes, the Fine Gael really, we spoke last week that they were in a commanding position, they felt, or not a commanding position, but certainly a strong position, that if they managed to get the transfer from Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin, that they might be able to overtake Catherine Connolly.
But all has changed, of course.
And now they are essentially chasing Miss Connolly. Remember the opinion poll last week, 33% 32 to 23 for Catherine Connolly. So Heather Humphreys having to come out. We saw the Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill raising issues yesterday about Catherine Connolly's comments on hiring a rapist and so on. But Fine Gael really trying to perhaps raise questions about what a Connolly campaign or a presidency would be. But they perhaps weren't helped by their former colleague yesterday, this being the former Fine Gael Minister Ivan Yates. Of course, he's nothing to do with the campaign per se, but essentially he says if he was offering the party advice, he'd smear the bejesus out of Catherine Connolly, as he put it. So that is essentially perhaps what the Catherine Connolly camp is saying this morning, has essentially put in voters' minds what ultimately they might be doing over the coming week.
That's how you can tell we're getting to the raw edge of this whole campaign, because it's getting a bit dirtier, isn't it?
Especially with only two candidates. Now, as I say, Heather Humphreys, her camp feeling a much more improved performance last night, and it's all heading towards that final television debate, remember, between Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys in the primetime studio. The sense from talking to both camps is that after last night's debate is that Catherine Connolly still, her camp still feel they have that precious political commodity, and that is momentum. Of course, Connolly was asked about her video with Keepy Uppies, or solos as she called called them in the debate. And really, one TD involved, heavily involved in the campaign, said that was a gift, that moment, for the Connolly campaign, because essentially it could cut through and appeal to younger voters. As for the Heather Humphreys campaign, talking to those centrally involved, they say that even since this contest has been upended, they are following their same path of action. But there's maybe a real anxiety now within Fine Gael elected representatives and grassroots about how this campaign has been upended and what they have to do now. Her campaign, some say, is quite traditional. It's media, it's out there, it's meeting people. The canvassers are getting good numbers, but does it have the oomph in order to haul this opinion poll number over? That is the question that is being asked.
Okay, Barry, we look forward to talking to you again now next week on this, once the weekend has passed.
Where we'll be sure Jim Gavin might be back yet. We never know.
But listen, you don't know what's going to happen in this one. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Barry Lenehan there on the presidential election.